Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Bruce Richardson, CEO at Anson Resources. Bruce, it's great to see you again. How are you?
I'm good and great to see you too.
Bruce, talking about an exciting announcement today, how you've revised your exploration target at your Paradox Brine project in Utah. Before we get to that, I want to get to an announcement that President Joe Biden made earlier last week, his $2 trillion infrastructure plan that is aimed at tackling climate change in part by spending up to $174 billion to encourage Americans to switch to cars and trucks that run on electricity. What's your comment on there on the implications that that might have for Anson?
That was a really big announcement and has some significant implications, I think, for Anson. It's just a demonstration of the commitment that the Biden administration, US government, has to electric vehicles the new energy economy. I think, you know, when we look at sort of what's happened in the world in the past few years, and we can see that China took the initiative and got off the blocks pretty quick down the track with EVs. Europe now has, you know, over the past 12 months been pushing to do the same. And in the US has been a bit slow. So, but, you know, with $174 billion, obviously the Biden administration thinks that that will help them to catch up. We can see, apart from what government's doing, we can see here that there's a lot of investment in battery manufacturing, and the announcements from vehicle manufacturers every week seem to be more of the same, of electric vehicles sooner and phasing out combustion engine cars. So is a really a big change. Also, they've realized that there's a majority of the batteries that are manufactured in the world are made in China, right? Some in Japan and some in Korea, but not many here in the United States. And that's something that, the deeper lying philosophy on, bringing back jobs to America and manufacturing America, I think that's quite important and significant for Anson, which will help support our project as we go forward. We've already taken some fairly big steps forward in our project over the past 4 years. We have an existing JORC resource. We have an existing technology of how to extract the lithium. We've done the test work. Produced both lithium carbonate and lithium hydroxide. They're currently in Canada. The samples that we produced being put into batteries, in the battery already, and they're now being tested over the next couple of months to see their performance. So we're right through the manufacturing stage. We're pretty advanced there with our project and being able to source finance because we've done all this work. So I think $174 billion is going to make a significant impact upon America and the EV industry, but and that'll have a trickle down effect to Anson.
Yeah, we'll see how this plays out. So let's talk about your revised exploration target that you announced this week. What's changed here?
Yeah, this is a game changer. For us, we have a good quality lithium. Not all lithiums are made the same. It's all in the crystal. When you get to the chemistry, it's quite detailed. But the end result is our lithium performs well, and we'll show that in more detail when this current test work is completed with Novonix. I think this is really an add-on. It provides additional tons from a deeper depth. And when I was talking deeper, we're already at 6,500 feet. And this other reservoir, aquifer, if you like, is at 8,000 feet. So it's only 1,500 feet. So in the scheme of things, it's not that much deeper. But there's more of it. And why is there more of it? Because it's thicker. So in the current horizon we're operating, it's 30 feet. And the deeper horizon, it's 200 to 400 feet. So it's a much bigger horizon, and therefore a lot more volume and a lot more lithium without too much difficulty in being able to access that. So altogether, I think what we've put out in our announcement is that we have something like an exploration target of 1.5 million tons of lithium. We also have 3.5 million tons of bromine. What does that mean? That means that the project can go on for 100 years, right? So, and probably more. We're not quite sure the extent of that aquifer and reservoir. It seems to keep going. There's more, but we're already pretty advanced in working on how to test that and confirm that resource and convert it into an exploration target into a indicated or inferred or both resource over the next few months.
So now what's the plan look like to re-enter wells at the site?
Yeah, so fortunately for us, this area has been drilled for oil and gas pretty extensively. And we already had a plan to enter one of those existing wells, which has been shut in, so it's not producing oil anymore. That's called Mineral Canyon Well. The Mineral Canyon Well goes down to 8,500 feet. It remains open so that we can enter it. There's some plugs that we have to drill through to get there, but they're composite plugs or cement plugs that we'll drill through. So it's fairly simple operation and requires a rig, a drilling rig to enter there. But we already had the plan to go there and to expand our existing resource in Clastic 31 at 6,500 feet. So what this means is that we use the same drilling equipment. We go down another 1,500 feet through a hole, which is a well that which is already in existence, and then sample this to confirm the grade and other properties of that horizon there in the Leibville Formation, which is part of the Mississippian unit. So that gives us, it's a little bit extra cost, a little bit extra time as far as approvals are concerned, but it'll give us a much bigger resource. So we can see that by entering that, given the existing data that's around from the oil and gas drilling activity there, we're already working on estimates of resource, and it's going to be quite significant, we think.
And before I let you go, just give us a sense of the latest advancements at some of your Australian projects.
So the Australian projects, we have a number of them. We have three of them, which are really the focus at the moment is on the Bull. The Bull project is a very close to Perth, and it's currently in the application stage. It's close to an existing operation called Chalice and Chalice Mines, and has potential to be PGE nickel copper deposit. So what we've been doing is we've done some basic geological work and mapping and taking some surface rocks and sampling them. All that's been pretty much similar to what was found at Chalice, but we have to get on there and do some work at depth. So to do that, we need approval from the Australian government, our West Australian government, because the West Australian government is responsible. The issue here has been that COVID, of course. So while West Australia has been very successful in avoiding any COVID or very little outbreak of COVID, the shutdowns that they have has had a delaying effect upon the ability of the government to approve projects in the usual time period that they've sort of done before. But looking currently where we are with the Bull, it looks like it's moving forward. We can see that on the internet. It's recorded there. It's progressing through the steps. We anticipate that in the second quarter of this year that we will have approval, and then we're already, given our work that we've done, we're pretty advanced and ready to go and start doing some drilling activities there. I'd also like to mention something about the work that we're doing on lithium. So our focus here is to, has been to put more emphasis onto the lithium project at the Paradox. We've, as I said, we're doing the test work there with Novonix, and that's progressing. We're increasing the resource. We plan to increase the resource by the announcement we put out to convert that exploration target into a resource. We're moving ahead with government approvals. So just like Australia, there's a number of government approvals that we need to get. There's a process as usual, and we're following that process. So while we don't see a lot of action, as much action as what shareholders would like at the moment, there is a lot of work going on. And so the duck is paddling pretty hard underneath the surface. And we're moving quickly. So with our PEA announcement, our exploration target, our test work, that moves us on to the next stage of offtake, looking for offtake partners, which we're actively doing in China and other places at the moment. And that leads us into financing arrangements. So we're advancing that. And as things here are improving, then that makes it more convenient and easier to advance those discussions.
Lots going on behind the scenes here. Bruce, it was great to see you. Thanks so much.
Nice to see you too, Christine.